Pure Dog Talk is the voice of purebred dogs. We talk to the legends of the sport and give you the tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I am your host, Laura Reeves. We are here live in the Big Apple, New York City. Our good friend, Sheila Goff, from the AKC Government Relations. She is going to talk to us about the AKC PAC and maybe a few legislative hotspots. Okay, so tell me about the PAC. What are you guys doing these days?
First of all, thank you, Laura, for what you did.
It was to help so fun.
Us. We had a blast in Orlando with the caricatures.
Yes.
We are going to do this again next year.
Good. Okay, so all you guys who didn't get there, plan on it.
Plan on it. We're expanding it to Friday.
Oh, good. See, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, so what we did was the 2 days of having people come to the booth and get a caricature of them and their dog. It was super cheap. We just wanted to create awareness about what the Political Action Committee does, have a lot of fun. But we realized, it was really tough for a lot of handlers. I mean, Saturday's the big day. So they may want to do it, but it's difficult. So we'll be there Friday with our caricature artist.
Nice.
We're going to actually do a bigger caricature as well.
Oh, fun.
So we're really excited about that. But the cool thing is we sold out really fast.
Yeah.
We've got one artist who's working as fast as he possibly can. And he's a great guy. He was hilarious. I loved sitting at that booth for 2 days with him because he was fun. You guys will love being there with him. And you know what the great thing is, by the way? He's really flattering. He made me look so glamorous.
Oh,
I was like, oh, wow, that is really good.
Well, it's just a fun thing. And I think that I love that idea. And, I think there's a lot of ways that we can look at that for other things in terms of let's have fun while we're trying to make a point. We just did a big thing for NAIA, same kind of concept, right? We're trying to raise awareness, raise money, have a good time. Look at that. We had fun at the dog show. What a concept.
I know. Imagine
that.
Yeah. So with the PAC, for a lot of folks who were like, what the heck is a PAC? That sound like those evil things that you hear about on the news.
Right. Pac-Man?
PAC. Gobbling up things.
Yep.
Political Action Committee is really simple. Frankly, it's a fund that's separate from the American Kennel Club. The American Kennel Club administers this fund. But it's a fund where people get together. They provide contributions to support legislative candidates who support us. The idea here is, we are constantly working with legislators, educating legislators, saying, don't pass these bad dog laws. But one of the things that we can do that's maybe the best shortcut is make sure that the folks that actually get elected understand it. That makes our job so much easier. If they know who we are before they get elected.
And it's not a bad thing if we helped elect them.
And if we help, exactly. So by providing campaign contributions, this fund provides campaign contributions to people running for office.
Right.
And what we do on the PAC board is we look at candidates who are either already in office and in positions to really have an impact on existing legislation. Mm-hmm. So you'll see a lot of committee chairmen getting contributions. You'll see leadership getting contributions.
Right.
And then also people that have worked with us in the past is kind of a thank you. We want to keep you in office.
Right.
So someone helps us defeat a BSL bill.
Right.
We want to help make sure that they get reelected. If they're the chairman, we may give them a contribution to say, okay, hey, we're providing a contribution to help you get reelected. That also gives us a lot of access.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say us, how does the PAC actually make campaign contributions to candidates? Through you. It's your dollars donated to the Political Action Committee. What we do at the PAC is say, okay, Joe Smith in the second congressional district, say, in New York, is a really great candidate. We have some wonderful people in that local club who have recommended him. Some of them have even contributed to the PAC. It doesn't do AKC a whole lot of good to make that contribution. We're going to write the check, but we want the local person in his community to show up and deliver that check.
Nice.
Or go to the fundraiser. So the money is actually coming from the PAC. But the person who delivers it is the person in his district.
It's actually...
It's his neighbor. It's the person
nice.
Who votes for him.
So
the beauty of that
good.
Is that they develop that connection with their mm-hmm. local person. They come to say, oh, wow, this dog club
right.
has contributed to me. This dog club really cares about me.
Right.
This dog club's engaged in the community.
And
they're
maybe I should
resource.
Ask them about this thing
yeah.
that's come up.
That's
and maybe
exactly
they have some
it.
Bright ideas.
That's exactly it. So
nice.
So what we do in, you know, bringing all of the individual contributions together mm-hmm. is then also seek input as to who anyone, any of you who are involved in dogs know believes we need to develop a relationship, has been really helpful to us, is someone we can access.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality about money and politics is it's not a quid pro quo. You're not going to give them a big check and expect them to do something in return.
Right.
But when you get to go to a fundraiser, when you hand them a check, they know who's contributing. And it gives you the opportunity to get heard.
Right.
And then it's up to us. To tell them about what we
right.
do. And you know, the thing is, we have every reason to do that because we have so much to be proud of.
And you
we
know,
forget that.
Yes.
We
and
forget
I,
how
this.
Amazing we are.
Right.
And we need to get out there and tell them and invite them to our homes and see our
yes.
dogs and see our dog shows and see, like, wow, these folks care
get
about
it.
Their dogs.
Right.
They know the science.
The subject matter experts.
Exactly.
That I can't remember if you said that to me or Patty did, but it has really stayed
it's
with
true.
Me.
It's the subject
we
matter
are the subject
experts.
Matter experts,
yep.
not
mm-hmm.
these people over here with their random
no.
whatever their organization is.
No.
We
and
actually have dogs.
Right. So many of those, and not to cast aspersions because we have a lot of great humane groups out there,
mm-hmm.
but many of them that are out there trying to write breeder laws, remember, they have absolutely no experience
right.
in breeding.
That's right.
We're the ones that have the experience. We're the ones that are studying the science. We're the ones who are spending the money to donate to the research.
To improve the health of the breeds.
Absolutely. So we are the experts. Plus, we have so much to offer to the community.
Right.
And that's one of the tragedies of other groups taking over what is really our space in the public life. It's our space in the community.
My hashtag, take back our story.
Exactly. It is about taking back our story.
Use it. This is our hashtag, take back our story. This is
yeah.
ours, not yours.
Absolutely. And it is. It's the best hashtag out there.
Right?
Hang tight, guys. Got a little bit of information for you. We'll be right back to the podcast in a minute. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. Yeah, I know. I promised I was never going to sing again. But I'm saying, our new audiobook is available now. Pure Dog Talks, How to Stack Your Dog and Other Important Talks is a 2-CD set featuring early mentoring episodes from the podcast, tips, and previously unrecorded pep talks. This is a power-packed opportunity for folks who don't want to search our exhaustive 260-some-odd episode library for just the topic they're looking for. This 2-hour series is a great resource for breeders and mentors, 4-H leaders, anybody that's looking for a straight line trajectory from what kind of dog should I get to raising a show dog, how to stack and move with your dog, to counting championship points for your new dog. Super easy to purchase. Just drop PayPal $25 a book to Laura at puredogtalk.com. And make sure audiobook is in the comments and that your mailing address is included. Because shipping is free, that's on me, and I'll have it to you in just a few days. Breeder and mentor bundles are available. I'll give you a 10% discount on 5 or more, and this is a very limited print run. So get your order in today. It may not be here tomorrow.
Okay, so legislative hotspots. We have like 3 minutes. Give me it.
Woo!
All over the country running high.
All
I don't
over
know.
The country. Number
Ohio. There's a big, big ruckus in Ohio right now.
There's a really unfortunate situation in Ohio right now. It goes back a number of years. Long story short, it's not so much legislative as there was a change in leadership at the Ohio Department of Agriculture.
Mm.
The director was fired at the end of the last year. there is a political element, I'll call it a political element, within the Department of Agriculture. The Department of Agriculture writes regulations for breeder laws.
Yeah.
The issue we have in Ohio is about the interpretation of who needs to be licensed.
And am I understanding correctly that right now if you sell a puppy, no?
No.
That's why I'm asking. This is what I've been trying to get more information on.
There's a lot of confusion about what's going on in Ohio. And some of it has been that it has something to do with a recent measure that passed in Ohio last year. First of all, no, that definition has not changed.
Okay.
The definitions impacting hobby breeders have not changed. However, what we're seeing is there was other legislation dealing with breeders that is now providing the opportunity for regulators who are writing the regs, and I know it sounds
complicated,
to redefine how they want to interpret that.
Right.
So we worked with Hill and Peterson and other legislative leaders in Ohio last year when it came to some of the changes in Ohio breeder law. Mm-hmm. The intent was never to change or to impact hobby breeders in any way or to require them to have new licensing. And I can tell you, we have learned that those leaders are furious that this is happening. So we are going to be working with them directly. We actually are setting up meetings to work directly with the director of Ohio Agriculture to make sure that the correct intent of those laws and those definitions is adhered to, because we understand that there are elements in the Department of Agriculture who have unfortunately been putting out the word that hobby breeders now need to be licensed. There is nothing in Ohio law that indicates that.
Okay.
So we're seeing a real issue with how that's being
right.
Heard.
This is the one.
It's
that
about
I
interpretation.
Really... Okay.
It's not about legislation.
Okay.
This is where, you know, regulation, and people are like, holy cow, what did she just say? That's like a lot of mumbo jumbo. Bottom line, a law passes, that's your statute. And then the regulators come along and they actually create the regulations that implement that law.
Correct.
So what's happening now is that people who are determining how this is going to be implemented are misinterpreting the law.
The intent of the original statute.
Thank you. That's the word I'm looking for.
But I think, too, Sheila, this is so important to understand. And when we see legislation being discussed in our states or in our communities, and people say, oh, that doesn't apply to me.
That's a really good point.
It may not look like it does until somebody comes along that misinterprets it accidentally.
Yeah. And, you know, it's very interesting because we see a lot of cases where stuff is misinterpreted. We've seen it in federal law. We've seen it in state law. We've seen it in local law. The intent of the legislators is one thing. We do a lot of work. We pay a lot of attention to legislation.
Right.
And then it goes to how it's going to be implemented.
Right.
It goes to the administrators who are going to write those regs, and that's the actual law that we have to obey. That's
what they actually
specifics.
Right. The application of that statute is the problem. And so if you haven't
missed that, we're missing a whole big aspect of that. Like, people should know, incidentally, we talk a lot about legislation. We actually track regulation as well. So we talk about, say, for example, this year so far, we've been monitoring already some 1,500 bills around the country. What is this? This is
February.
In the middle of February. 1,500 bills introduced this year, state, federal, local, that have the ability to impact legislation. Along with that, we're also tracking regulations.
And multiply that 1,500 times.
Right. Because any of these bills that actually pass, they change statute, then there's going to be an implementing regulation. So we gotta track through that whole process.
But I think it's really important. The piece that I want to just go back to, we've got a situation in Oregon that's making me think of it, that no, maybe coyote derbies don't necessarily specifically say field trialers, but you look at how that's written and think about how someone else could interpret that. And all of a sudden, we're in a world of hurt.
We are in a world of hurt. We're definitely in a world of hurt based on how that's defined and how it's implemented.
Absolutely.
So number one, how it's implemented. I mean, also go to the legislation side of it, though. How it's defined.
Right.
It's super easy to change a definition after a law is passed. And one thing that we see a fair amount of as legislators and animal rights groups get more sophisticated is you'll see multiple bills on a single track. dealing with a single subject. You'll have one that changes the definitions, mm-hmm. another one that changes what would happen when those definitions are changed.
Right.
They pass separately, but guess what? When they come to regulation,
they
suddenly your definition that you didn't think impacted you because it defined a hobby breeder selling 30 dogs in a year, guess what? One bill says, well, you know, hobby breeders are really 6 dogs in a year. Mm-hmm. And the other bill says, well, if you're a hobby breeder, then you need to be licensed and have 2 inspections. So you have 2 bills following separate tracks.
Right.
Boom, they come together in regulation and your law has changed.
Right.
So there are a whole lot of reasons that legislation and definitions matter.
Yeah.
When we say it doesn't impact us, we also have to think about where is it going? What might that mean in the future? So it doesn't impact me today. How easy would it be for this to impact me in the future?
That's right.
So when we start saying, oh, well, this bill impacts retail pet stores. Okay, it might not impact you today. But keep in mind,
if they change the definition of what's a retail pet store,
it will impact you.
Right.
We're in New York. Yep. A couple of years ago, yep. New York tried to define retail pet stores. Anyone who sold one dog.
Right.
One dog.
Right.
So guess what? We're all retail pet stores if we sell a dog or transfer a dog.
And I think that, I mean, there's so much about this, and I know people get really overwhelmed.
It is overwhelming.
You know, it can be super overwhelming. The thing that I want listeners to take away from this is that it matters. Pay attention. And 1,500 bills for 6 people at AKC Government Relations, they're not going
to
do it all for you.
And I'll have to
You're going to have to do some work.
We depend so much on people just keeping an eye on what's going on in their communities, because we have legislative monitoring services that help us at the state level, help us at the federal level. We see what's coming in, but the local level is the one area, and our adversaries know this. They are doing a lot more work in the local area. That's where we don't see it unless someone tells us about it. We love to hear from people. That's our job.
Right.
We're here to listen to people and say, hey, you know, we're a resource. We are kind of like a customer service department.
Right.
Let us know what's going on. We're going to give you the tools to address it. We're going to give you the expertise and the data points and the model legislation to help. We may not be able to get out there because we can't be everywhere at once, but we'll give you all the resources you need. Just let us know, and we'll do everything we can to help.
And I know that we have done practically the same exact podcast like 4 times, but it's still important.
It really is.
We're just doing it again.
And you know what it is? If you talk about the PAC, that's one more tool for you in your local community.
Absolutely.
And what we really want to do is just create this enormous quiver full of arrows for you.
Right.
So that you have all the resources you need. And not only do you have the resources, you can call us and ask us, well, how do I need these resources? Can you help me with a strategy?
Mm-hmm.
We love doing that. You know, we're a bunch of policy wonks in the GR department. We really
are.
We're kind
wonks.
Of, we were
I'm
the
going
nerdy,
with wonks.
We were the kind of the nerdy kids. So we're really happy to help with that. We enjoy that. And
excellent.
The best thing of all is knowing, you know, it's not too late.
Right.
We really still can make a difference. And it's remarkable when we see how people do make a difference every day because
absolutely.
They get involved in their community. And there's nothing like seeing the adversaries scratch their heads and say, I thought those dog people didn't care. And suddenly, guess what? The community hall is full, and we can win.
Yeah.
It's just a case of showing up. And it's like Woody Allen and a whole bunch of other people said, you know, 98% of success is showing up. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Pure Dog Talk listeners, show up. All right. Thanks a lot.
As always, if you have any questions or input, we'd love to hear from you. The show notes and links to resources on today's topic are available at puredogtalk.com. Drop us a note in the comments or email to laura@puredogtalk.com. Remember, guys, this podcast is for you. So if you want to know something, give me a holler. We'll do a podcast for you. If you wouldn't mind, you could help me out here. Take a couple minutes to visit iTunes and give us a review. The Dog Show Superintendents Association is a proud supporter of Pure Dog Talk. Our Dog Show Superintendents are the hardworking people who make the Dog Show function. They are advocates for education and mentorship in the purebred dog fancy. So stop by the Super's desk at your next show. Tell them how much you love Pure Dog Talk and give them a shout out for their support. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us on Pure Dog Talk.